something completely different, first of all, as John Cleese might have said, and a new book that may be of interest to families on half term, if you're quick, with 2 days and the weekend still to go. Are you on holiday? Have you come to the South? Are you in our part of the world because it is the half-term break? Or are you at home making the most of day trips, possibly more financially friendly as well? Well, there's a new book celebrating family-friendly holidays in the beautiful British Isles by Hampshire travel writer Tim Saunders from Locks Heath. It's called Family Staycations, and Tim joins me on the phone. Hello, Tim.
Hello, Pat. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Nice to talk to you. I have one bone of contention to begin with, however. Which can you guess what it's going to be about the title of your book?
Family staycations? Well, I don't know. I'm not going to dig myself a hole.
I don't want to belittle your work. In fact, we're here to big it up. But we banned the term staycations on this show during lockdown because it was the time when we were going on holiday in Britain, and people would say, oh, we're not going away. We're having a staycation. We're going to Cornwall, or we're going to Cumbria, or the Isle of Wight. And I said, that's not a staycation. That's going on holiday. We call it a UKation if you stay on holiday and go in the UK. That's a holiday in the UK. A staycation is when you stay in your house, isn't it?
Yeah, true, true.
I know it's too late to do anything about it now. You've printed them all, so it's too late to do anything about it. But now I've got that out of my system, we can move on to the book. And this is all about basically making the most of our brilliant country if you are going away, isn't it?
It certainly is. I mean, we have got a beautiful country, haven't we? And, I mean, years ago, before my wife and I had children, we used to think, like everybody else, you've got to get on a plane and jet off to some far-flung destination to actually have a break and relax. But it's not the case at all. I mean, since the children arrived, we've got three, aged 11 and under. You know, going on a plane with screaming children, queuing at an airport, didn't really appeal. So we've started discovering and exploring what is on our doorstep. And, you know, you don't need to drive up the motorway and, you know, go to Cumbria or Yorkshire. We live in a beautiful county, and there are some wonderful things in Hampshire. And even just looking at day trips like Exbury, Bewley, Watercress Line, you know, you can go to those throughout the year and enjoy the different seasons, the changing leaves on the trees and the flowers.
You can be a bit romantic about it as well, and I think that is okay, especially in some of the locations we've got. But how did you pick them? Because I guess one of the problems was whittling the locations you were going to put in the book down, because there could be so many.
You're right. I had to be brave and think, well, you know, 30 destinations thereabouts around the UK, focusing mainly on holidays, but also, you know, the day trips, because long holidays are wonderful, but we don't all have the luxury and the privilege of taking, you know, plenty of time off. And memories are created in just a day out. In fact, yesterday, we went to battle, and we're walking around the fields where 7,000 troops died in 1066, immersing yourself in history. And it really, it's the things that grabbed my attention that made it into the book.
And you've got children as well, as you mentioned, Tim. Do they play a part in do their reviews of places you go to come into the book as well? I guess there's quite a lot of feedback there.
Yeah, I mean, they take the lead. I am merely a writer, and I thoroughly enjoy watching the children grow, develop, and bond. And it is, the title suggests, family. That is the key. And that's, you know, hopefully what will inspire others to get out there and immerse themselves in our wonderful countryside, what Britain has to offer here. So, and, you know, I've been doing this for, over 11 years now. My oldest daughter's 11. We've been able to watch her grow, as have, you know, the other two. And these days out and the holidays really do give them memories that will last forever.
And I noticed from the blurb, Tim, camping is not included. People might be thinking, oh, he's going to recommend camps like Sandy Balls and all that. We love Sandy Balls, don't get me wrong, but there'll be a lot of people who that is anathema to. When you mention camping, some people's hackles go up. You can see it happen. So that's not what this book's about, is it?
No, you need a good night's sleep, don't you?
I'm not sharing the shower block.
I have tried. I mean, there was a time when the children would say to me, we've got to go camping every summer. And we tried. In the garden, admittedly. You'd never get me on a campsite. But no, I've never had a good night's sleep. And, you know, being a parent, you need rest.
It's all B&Bs and nice self-catering accommodation and that kind of thing.
You're right. There's a variety of accommodation that I've covered, from the humble static caravan on the Isle of Wight, if it's still there after the storms.
Well, yeah, that is one downside to it. Well, look, good luck with it. Family Staycations is the title. E-book, paperback and hardback. It's on Amazon and I'm sure others as well. Maybe the next print run could be called Family Ucations, Tim, and then we can get away from this staycation trip.
I will.
If that's the sequel, please bear it in mind. Great to talk to you. Thanks for coming
on. You too, Pat. Thank you. Bye.
Tim Saunders from Lox Heath, author of Family Staycations.